is from the first letter of the Apostle Peter, and it's on page 1218, if you're following in the Bibles. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 4, and page 1218. First Peter 2:4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Join Wendy with the thank you she said at the beginning to all those that have helped to put this service together. There's a lot of work and love involved in putting the food on the table and preparing the music and so on. So thank you very much, Sandy and Maureen in particular. Now, our evening sermon series is looking at, over a period of 14 Sundays, how God's creation speaks through signs and symbols in the Bible. We have so far seen the rainbow, the wind, water, fire, darkness, and light, all very exciting elements. And today is our seventh service, and we're looking at stone. And as we look at our passage, we will try to uncover what message is there for us today. Let me pray before we carry on. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will guide my words and that you will meet each one of us where we find ourselves today as we gather to study your word. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. As David said, Peter is the author of the text we have just read, and Peter was one of the apostles of Jesus. Peter was the one that once rejected or denied Jesus three times, but he is also the one that was named the Rock. On Matthew 16, we read of Peter's confession of Christ. When Jesus asks him, "But who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." So what is Peter saying to us in this passage? Well, I think he's talking certainly about the living stone. He's talking about a chosen people. And he's also talking about being built. So what does he mean by a living stone? Well, one could joke that Peter must have missed school, that there they were learning about rocks, because there's nothing less alive than a rock. Or perhaps he's actually teasing us with words. What does he mean by living stone? Surely he meant to say chosen stone and living people. Grammatically, that obviously makes more sense. But maybe he meant both somehow. Stone is a hard, solid, non-metallic mineral of which rocks are made. And it has been used since the beginning of time, especially as a building material. It's durable, and if you pick up the right type of stone, you will end up with something that is built to last. If you look back through the pages of the Bible, you will see that men and women have used stones to remind themselves of events that were meaningful to them. Noah and his family raised a stone altar in thanksgiving and remembrance to God when they stepped out of the ark onto that dry land. When Jacob encounters God at Bethel, he lays down to sleep with his head on a stone as a pillow. And as he sleeps, he has a dream of a ladder that goes up to heaven. He gets up early the next morning and builds a stone pillar as a sign that he had met with God. And so Jacob called the place Bethel, as I've just said, which means house of God. After the Israelites come out of slavery in Egypt and cross the River Jordan, they pile up 12 large stones to mark the point of their crossing. One stone for each of the 12 tribes which make up the people of Israel. Now, those stones were a reminder of God being at work. They were a sign of his grace and mercy. They were a lasting memorial of the power of God and its effect on the life of these people. And at that particular time and place, God had transformed the experiences of these people. These stones pointed to him and him alone. The living stone that we read in our passage is no one else but Jesus. And as we hear from the passage, he is the one that once was rejected by men, but chosen by God. And that act of rejection was Jesus' crucifixion, which we all take part of. So our text tells us that the living stone is precious for those who believe, verses 7 and 8. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. So where I am in all of this? Well, at this point, perhaps it's worth asking the question, is the living stone precious to me? Or is this a stone that is causing me to stumble? Well, we have a choice. We can choose to believe, or we can choose not to. What does the living stone mean to you? Is it precious, or is it a stumbling block? The Bible tells us that if we believe, then we are his chosen people. And as Christians, that's what we are, his chosen people, chosen by the living stone. And as such, then we are living stones ourselves. I did mention earlier that the name Peter means rock. Peter, the Greek Petros, derives from Petra, a rock, while Petros means a small rock, stone, or perhaps even the size of a pebble. We are like Peter, small stones, pebbles perhaps, that are being built into a spiritual home. with Jesus as our cornerstone, our solid foundation. So we are being built up. And at this point, I want you to have a look at the pictures that I've placed in all the tables. Unless they're hiding under the food. The main one that I want you to look at is the one with a building at the back and then some people at the front. We are being built up. Now, in the picture, you see that there's quite a well-known building. It's called La Sagrada Familia, and it's in Barcelona. That's how you say it, La Sagrada Familia. Now, this was started to be built in 1880 by architect Antoni Gaudí, he had a very strong Christian faith, and that was reflected in many of his buildings to the point that he earned the nickname of God's architect. Now, we can say, also looking at the pictures and seeing the crane behind the building, that this is work in progress. They are expecting to finish in 2026, but we'll see. Work in progress. It's a grand building made of stone. Each block of stone is unique and individual, and each piece fits perfectly together within the structure of the building. Each piece has a place and a purpose. And if you look on the picture again, the second part of that picture, we have a human tower. They are called castells, which means castles or towers. But this building, to stand up, also needs a structure. Now the base, you can't quite see it in this picture, but you can see it in the second picture. The base is quite a large ring where the weight is distributed in such a way that it really stabilizes the structure. Now, to the naked eye, you may just think it's just a bunch of people all piled up, got together. But actually, each person has a purpose. And they're all interlinked like a link in a chain perfectly. After the base, you have the trunk, which gives the height to the tower. And finally, right at the top, we have a dome, which is always the lightest person. So it's always a child that goes to the top. And when the building is done, then they raise their hands to show a sign of victory. Now, this double image, the stone and the people, for me, is a good illustration of what the passage is telling us. God's architecture is biological. His church is you and me, not just a building, but a group of living stones put together to honour and bring glory to God, our Creator, who is the living stone, our sure foundation, from where we can begin to be built up. We are the living stones, as I said, perhaps more the size of a little stone or even a pebble, but nonetheless precious and important to our living stone. We are not left uselessly scattered about, forgotten. God has a grand design for each one of us. He wants to shape us. He wants us to be part of this magnificent building, his spiritual house. Now, there are two sides to this. Each believer, as an individual, is being built up, shaped in the faith. And that faith, that growth, takes place through studying his word, through worship, through fellowship. Now, at the same time, each believer is being fashioned into a predetermined and unique place in the overall divine blueprint. Each is being built into and made part of God's house. Within the church family, we all have a role to play. We are all important. Like in the human tower, your role may be on the large base. It may not be visible to the eye, like the dome, but it is vital for the structure to stand. That is, if we have a solid base, Jesus Christ, our cornerstone, in which we put our foundations. So going back to the question that I said earlier, is the living stone precious to me, or is it causing me to stumble? Do I let Jesus mold me and shape me to be part of his living temple? Am I listening to his calling, or am I too busy and self-sufficient that I don't find the need to let him shape my life? Do I allow him to build me up, or is he a stumbling block that gets in the way of my life? We may feel sometimes that we are not good enough, but in God's eyes, we are all precious. He has a plan for each one of us, and while on this earth, we are all work in progress. We are living stones, because we trust in him and he has chosen each one of us. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing us to be part of your church. We thank you because in Jesus we have a sure foundation. Help us to discern what it is that you have planned for us in the building of your kingdom here. Because we ask this in the name of the living stone, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.